Hey guys, coming up on the show today, Emily Austin, Emmy award-winning sports reporter, host, producer at Liberty University. She's currently hosting their weekly Flames Central show. She does work on the football side, the men's basketball side, produces features on the student athletes and coaches and staff there at Liberty University. I love Liberty, love what they're about. And Emily's there doing great work for them. She was last on this show in October of 2017, and it was a really emotional show. Lots of tears, as she was about a year removed from having been dismissed a very public forum with a video that went viral of her appearance on Barstool, where she had some insensitive remarks that were made, and she was dismissed. She got fired from her job at Fox Sports Florida. And she went through a lot, and she would speak, and she would go to these colleges and try to use her platform for some good and growing in her faith. But then a lot took place, and 2019 is a very poignant year that she'll share about hitting another rock bottom in her life. And so this is going to take us through the journey of Emily Austin a little bit, who is now married, and just gratitude and what that is to have her be able to achieve her dream as a broadcaster, but in a different way. Sometimes God does that for us. So Emily's got a great story. I think you're going to like hearing an update from her and hearing her story and how she's doing on her journey here on Sports Spectrum. That's coming up in just a second. First, want to remind you about our Sports Spectrum magazine. This is the time of year to subscribe to the magazine because it's that holiday season when we start thinking about gifts. We start thinking about what are we going to buy for our family and our friends once that Christmas time season is upon us, just, you know, in another month or so. So I want to just recommend the Sports Spectrum magazine. It's a quarterly magazine. It's four issues. It's faith-filled. It's family-friendly. It's perfect for kids. And it features these athletes and coaches and other people in sports that are following Jesus and trying to do it the right way. And so my recommendation is subscribe to the magazine and then get a copy for yourself and then maybe get one as a gift for someone that you love, someone that loves sports but loves Jesus as well. Go to sportsspectrum.com. That's the website. You'll see a magazine icon at the top. You can click that subscribe button, and you can get 15% off when you do that as well if you use the code that's exclusive to this podcast. Podcast15 is the code. Podcast15, podcast15, and you save 15% off a one-year subscription to the Sports Spectrum magazine. I think it's the best thing that we do, and I think it makes a great gift, especially for those kids who you're looking to get something about sports related. Let's just be honest here. Anything sports related in the world right now, that can be a dangerous place for kids to be watching and seeing, especially when it comes to the content, the language, some of the explicit things that can be, you know, connected to the sports world. Well, that's not what we're about at Sports Spectrum. So consider subscribing to the Sports Spectrum magazine. You can do that over at sportsspectrum.com. Austin, Emmy award-winning sports reporter, host, producer at Liberty University. Hi, Emily. It's great to have you back here on Sports
Maybe
Spectrum.
Maybe I should change it. Emmy Austin. Should I call it Emmy Austin?
Yeah, not Emily. No, it's just Emmy. Emmy Austin is, I think, the way to go.
Emmy
now
Austin.
That you have that
I
Emmy
have
award.
So many names, Jason. I'm sorry not to be able to keep track.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we'll stick with Emily for the conversation here. And it's funny.
Perfect.
We last had you on. I looked back. It was October 20th, 2017, episode 46. By the way, we're in the thousands now with this podcast. So you and I were talking in the infancy of this show and at a very vulnerable time in your life as well. And a lot has happened since that last conversation. We're going to dive into all of that in a minute. But first, I think the most important thing that's happened recently for you here in 2023 is you have a new last name. Well, at least in legal terms, because you got married.
Yes.
And you are still Emily Austin, yes, but you're also Mrs. Cudd now. So tell me about marriage and how that's been for you.
Who knew? I moved to Virginia and marry a guy with the last name Cud, which I just found out that's like what cows chew and like spit out. So that's not my choice in last name, but he's an amazing, godly man. And I prayed for him when I moved to Virginia, you know, in 2019, I got a dog and I walk him every morning at 6 a.m. and we did this same loop. And I just prayed every single day, like, your timing, God, but if you want to put a great man in my life. Wow. And eventually a couple years later, I met him and here we are.
Where did you get married? Cause all I saw was like the beach and I'm thinking, yeah, that's a pretty good place to get married.
Well, he knows a lot of people here. So I, and my sister did a destination wedding. So I, early on when we were engaged, I was like, I think we should do a destination wedding. I had a surprise birthday party for him and I invited 20 people and like 80 people showed up. So I'm like, if we invite 120 people to the wedding and 400 people show up, there's gonna be a lot of hungry guests. So,
Yes.
so I'm like, let's go to Mexico, you know, have it a little bit more intimate. And, it was amazing, but I'm just happy to be in like our normal routine life, you know, marriage and is amazing. So, it was amazing. Don't get me wrong, but I'm like, okay, this is why God doesn't want us to get married that much because this is so stressful. I never want to
Yes.
do this again, right? So,
Yeah, well, I'm
but it was amazing.
24 years at the middle of November, and I tell you, it's hard, but it's worth it. That's all I'll say. It's worth it. So I'm excited for you. What has God shown you? It's only been a few months, but what has the Lord shown you about Him through marriage?
Wow, that patience is very important, you know, like shown, like, you know, with both of us, you know, he's shown both of us that patience and understanding that what you have in your mind necessarily isn't always, how do I put this? Like communication is just everything, you know, I think is what he's like shown him about me and me about, you know, our just our relationship in general, just like how important conversation is. And I don't know if I answered that right. Do you, how do I,
I mean, it's whatever
met?
God has shown you about himself through marriage. I think for me, I'll tell you what he's shown me at least recently is like, it's not about me. Like, it has to be about
Yes.
Jesus being at the center of our marriage, because if it's about me being at the center or Dawn being at the center, we have our priorities out of whack here with how marriage is supposed to run. So that was for me. So maybe
Yeah, no,
something
that
for
I
you.
mean that was very important for us, like when we were first started dating, that we did like a devotional every morning and do a devotional every morning because that isn't the foundation. That was kind of like what I learned from, you know, my whole career and mistake and just life in general is like if you are not putting the Lord as your foundation, like things when they get rocky, you have to be able to fall back on something that is strong and faithful. And I think that that's definitely, you know, how we started our dating life and carried it into our marriage because there is no way we are going to be able to get through, you know, anything in life. You know, both with us being so career driven and loud and outgoing and all of that. Like if we don't have that center, then it's not going to last very long. So that's definitely true.
No, that's good. Well, congratulations. I think it's going to be great. Can't
Thank
wait to
you.
talk to you in a few more years and see how the Lord's been working even more in your marriage, Emily Austin. So this new Emily has been a work in progress, we'll say, for the past 6 years. I think 6 years only because that's when we had you on last. I see a ton of joy in the work that you're doing as I follow you. I see a ton of joy just in talking to you here. But I know that that has been something that has really evolved over the years. And even since we last spoke, there's been some hard times as well. Can you kind of take us through that? Because 2019, it feels like, as you and I were speaking before we started recording, was such a pivotal year for you, but not only personally, professionally as well, and how you got to Liberty. So take us through that journey and maybe take us to 2019 and what happened, what transpired, and even how you got the Liberty job.
Right, and it was a journey. That's for sure. You know, when I got fired in 2016, and that went so viral, like I said on our last episode, like I knew that God was doing something, and this had to have been for some reason. I didn't understand why and why it had to be me. You know, you almost take that like victim mentality when you have the whole world judging you for one incident, and you know, it's a lot easier to have an opinion about something negative when it doesn't involve you or your family, right? When you see something going viral on the internet. But you know, when I wrote up that speech, I sent it, I think I told you this last time, I sent it to an old Celtics reporter and he's like, I don't feel bad for you. You know, and I had to restructure my whole entire speech of like how I was delivering and why God needed me to go and speak to these student athletes about, you know, like you can work your whole entire life for something and one Snapchat can take it away, one Instagram post or retweet. So I think that's, you know, that so 2017 to 2019, my that speech was blowing up. You know, I was going between think one fall I went from like Alabama with Nick Saban to Jimbo Fisher at A&M to Dabo Swinney at Clemson. I was just bouncing around. I think I did like 70 to 80 different schools. And it's funny, like how God puts people in your life, like before a storm. It's almost like he knew that was coming and he knew that there needed to be work done to my heart. Because, like I've told you a million times, like I grew up in a home where we went to church, we were believers, and we always like lived and served the Lord and all that. But it's different. Like if you're not, like it's not coming from your heart where it needs to be like a more meaningful. Like I was always a good person. I was always like I was raised the right way, but I think that there was just something off where, like we were just talking about, the Lord wasn't my foundation. You know, I was just like, okay, well, he's going to be everything, but like this is my center. And when everything blew up with my career and I was doing this speaking, I felt off still. And I was in a really intense therapy. And my therapist was like, you have two options. We can check you into this facility, or we can like put you on some depression medicine. And I remember, like in the Bible app, it basically said, there's no medicine like the healing of Jesus. And I was just like, okay, like I can't be on medicine. Like I had such a negative view of doing that. So it was just like a really, really dark time. And I mean, this is 3 years removed. You know, so I was just like, how long do you have to put me through this, Lord? Like, why do I need to go through this? I don't understand. Like, you're not going to give me reporting back. Okay, so what do I do? Like, what am I supposed to do? Just continue to speak? Because the speaking was like really, really tough reliving that moment because I wasn't sitting there like, hey guys, look what I did. I was like taking full accountability, which is, the only way that I could have gone through this. So it was June of 2019 where I made a list. For 30 days, no social media, no drinking, no I had a plan where I like would set up a call with a friend. I would set up a workout because I used to think like depression, oh, go work out, like go take a jog or go hang out with a friend, like be positive. And I wasn't getting through with that. So I went during this like sobriety phase, I just went through like all these weird emotions. I was like stirring up all this like shame that I had from like how I treated people like in high school. And I was like reaching out and like, like patching up those relationships and just apologizing. It was just like God was like putting this like fog out of my vision of like who I can be and what kind of impact I can have on people. And yes, I learned that words are very strong and powerful from my mistake. But I thought, oh my gosh, like now he's teaching me how to use these words to, heal and not only heal myself, but like heal everybody around me that I have been like self-destructing relationships, personal and, career-wise. So July of 2019, I'm in the like heat of my speaking tour and I hit rock bottom. Like I'm telling you, Jason, it was if not worse than the rock bottom that I hit when I was fired in June of 2016. And I was just like, what in the world, right? So
When you
I
say
put
rock
on a
bottom,
call.
let me interrupt you, Emily. When you say rock bottom 2019, are you like from an emotional standpoint rock bottom, or is it just everything?
Just everything. I didn't want to live. I struggled to even like, and this is, during like a sobriety phase too. So like I think that there was just all this clarity of like how I was not living my life the way that I wanted to. Again, I was going on, almost monthly mission trips. I was involved in pa Passion City in Atlanta. I was like, impacting all these lives, from the testimonies that I was got from the like getting from the student athletes that I was speaking to. I was just so confused on like what my purpose was from this. Like, is this it, Lord? But how the have the plans, and I had that whole plan for like the beginning of my career to be like the best sports reporter, the Aaron Andrews, Sage Steeles of the world. And he, told me, okay, like I have a different plan for you. At this point in July of 2019, I was still like, okay, Lord, I love you. Like I'm living for you. Like you're my foundation, but I'm still gonna have this little plan of mine. I'll do all of this for you, but this I have to protect, like I still had this dream of being a sports reporter. And then that was in July of 2019, where I put on All Praise from Sean Curran, and I was every drop of liquid in my body was coming out of like tears. Like
Yeah.
I can't even, I cried for 24 hours straight with All Praise on repeat. And like when you look at the lyrics, I'm walking with the author, so I fix my eyes upon you. You are in every moment. You are my greatest miracle. Like I just had this, and I just like I still get chills today. Like I had to fix my eyes upon him. It wasn't like, here's my little plan, I'll do everything else for you. I fully surrendered my life to the Lord, and I had heard that, like surrender, surrender. But I was so scared of where God was going to take me and what he was going to do, because I was like, I didn't want to be uncomfortable. I didn't want to go through everything that I had already gone through, like starting from the bottom of reporting. And then in August, I speak to Jim Nichols, who is the chief of staff under Hugh Freeze's staff here with Liberty Football. And he's like, hey, love to come have you speak to the team. You know, let's look at some dates. Also, would you be interested in getting back into reporting? We have a reporter that's leaving. I'm like, yes, sir, but there's no way. Like I've tried, no one will hire me. You know, I made a huge mistake. No, like we're all about forgiveness here. Like if you're interested, you should come and interview. Another God thing, my mom had moved to outside of Richmond, which is 2 hours away,
Yeah.
and I was already going there for Labor Day weekend. And I'm like, well, I'm actually here. You know, you guys are hiring. All right, here
Yeah.
I come.
Timing works out well.
So the timing worked, and I came and, you know, interviewed, and I was offered the job like a couple weeks later from a moment where I was like, and again, God does, you know, work in different times. And do you look at it as, oh, it took me 3 years? Or do you look at it, oh, it, well, finally you surrendered and then it happened 2 months later? Like, you know, I think that there was a lot of work still done in that 3 years, and then it finally just took hitting rock bottom again, that I can't do this without fully surrendering to the Lord. Like there's just, I don't have the energy. I don't have the, like, he is all powerful and he is all faithful, like to get me through this and be, put me in a position where he's called me to be, you know. And I think we might have a competition on who has a better job, but you know, I get to share testimonies of
Yeah.
student athletes and coaches and staff on like the most amazing stories and people. Have your own opinion about Liberty, like wherever you are, whoever you are, but like this place, the mountain is special. And
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just makes me reflect, like I was never alone, you know. I was never alone. Like he was sowing that, the center of that sunflower of those dark times, you know, of the life quilt that I have. And there were blessings in that brokenness for sure.
I think about your story. First of all, thank you for sharing all that. That was a lot, but I think it's important that you
Sorry,
share.
I don't talk a
No,
lot.
I don't
I
mean that was a lot in
know.
a bad way. I mean that was a lot because it was important to share all of that. I think through what you've walked through, especially just in 2019 alone, because when you go to a place of rock bottom, you know, I would have said, Emily, how could you possibly go to another rock bottom? You know, when you had what I think in 2016. I mean, even if you listen to our conversation in 2017, you would have thought, can't get much worse than what you were walking through. But yet, sometimes you got to get even further down for God to kind of pull you out and God to kind of show you who He truly is. What does that word surrender mean now to you when you think about where you were in that moment? Because it sounds like that's what it was. Like, it's one thing to, I can say this, I've done this for 22 years as a believer in Jesus, but there's no way I've lived my life fully surrendered to Him during this entire time. That takes, I think, a deeper commitment and a deeper longing for Christ to live through you. What was that like for you to have that full surrender to Him?
I think, you know, like you said, I think you took me back to that rock bottom because he knew I wasn't going to fully surrender until I got back to that another dark place. And again, like you look at it from the outside, the social media view, and it's like this girl got it going on, right? Like she has her life back. You know, she turned this like pain into a platform. And It's not that I wasn't doing that. Like, I was doing that because I think he called me to do that, and I still have a passion for that platform and that message of the power of social media. And I think he put me through that for that reason. But I think that I needed to fully surrender because this is what I'm called to do. Like, this is, there was a JP, the lead pastor at Harris Creek Baptist. Lights don't shine to be seen. They shine to show the way. If you're a light, you're not like, hey, look at me, look at me. Like, you're like, no, let me show you where to go, who to follow, what the purpose is. People are not drawn, or people are drawn to lights. That's how you know if you're doing your job, if people are drawn to you, not so you can be seen, not so that you can see your good deeds and all your life has to offer, but so they can come to know the Father. So I think God put me through that situation of like using that pain for the platform of sharing the power of social media message. But I think his bigger purpose for my life was sharing his glory and his grace and really like showing who to follow. Like, and he's just using me as this light in a different way to bring people to know him. Like, and then that's exactly what my job reflects here at Liberty, like doing these features and doing this. Like, it's basically a sports center show for these features that are athletes and coaches sharing their testimonies. And yeah, we mix in highlights and stuff like that, but for the most part, it's a 30-minute show, like with him as the host, and it's just so cool that if you would have told Emily graduating Florida Atlantic University that that was like my career, I was like, no, I need to be like an NFL sideline reporter, but that isn't, and I'm not saying that that's good or bad, but I'm just saying I think that God had this plan for me all along, and that in order for me to get to that point and be this light for him through Flame Central and Liberty, I had to fully surrender. And I didn't know what it meant either. And I think that that's why you hear that all the time. And I like, oh yeah, like, but look what all I'm doing. And it's like, no, like what I'm doing is important. Don't get me wrong, as far as like serving and all of that. But what's even more important is back to what I said in the beginning, like where my heart is. Like, without a doubt, I know that there is no other way, there is no other way of life for me to live other than living and being fully surrendered to the Lord and like what his plan is for me, even though it took some turns that I wish didn't happen. But
For sure.
sometimes, like, if you're not, I don't know, like I think he'll find a way for you to get there. And if you're not listening, he'll wake you up, that's for sure.
But knowing where you are now, I think the easy answer, the human answer, the worldly answer to this would be yes. My question is, would you trade it all now? Like, would you have not, would you say, I don't, I God, if I don't want to go through that, I wished I hadn't gone through that. But I think maybe I'm wrong on this. You're not saying I wish I hadn't gone through that because you see how he's worked through that to take you to where you are now. Is that accurate?
I can say with like, and if you, I would have thought you were crazy, if I said, if you told me this on June 9th of 2016, I would go through it 100 times again, like 100 times again, because like I was a good person back then. And like I just was so lost, like I just didn't know what, like why I couldn't be happy. What Dabo Swinney, when I went to go speak to Clemson, he spent like 45 minutes talking to me, which is just like, he's so busy, right? Like I'm just a speaker for one day in fall camp. And he's like, you have to find joy in the journey. Like I was just on such a finish line mindset, and I didn't care what happened along the way. I just needed to get to my dream. And it's important to have dreams. Like, I get that. But I just like didn't have that center, that foundation where it needed to be. And look how easily it got rocked. My boat fell apart like so early in my career. And I think that that's because I was like going down this like path where it really wasn't who I was and like where my heart. And I think that needed to happen for it to come out. And my true heart like really show. And there was no other way to get there without going through that. And I wouldn't have met my husband. I wouldn't have won an Emmy. You know, like there's so
Yes.
much like that you can think about. Like I'm just such a more vulnerable person. Like I can be a mentor now. You know how many people have reached out to me as far as people that go viral and how I like can help these people in the darkest days of their life when everyone else is looking down on them. I can be that little bit of light for to help guide them through this storm of being a victim of social media. I'm like, and I'm not saying a victim for what I did or
Sure.
any of that, but I just think that like who I am and like what I've learned about grace and I don't know. I don't see another way my story could have been written.
Did it feel, I don't want to say like confirmation, because I remember asking you in 2017, I said, do you still want to be a reporter? Because that was your dream. And you said, yeah, I think so. It's going to take, a while probably to work back to that, which is really interesting to think through those next couple of years, because you said you even interviewed at places and they weren't even giving you the time of day, not even interviewed, just had conversations and they were like, sorry, we're not going there. Did the winning the Emmy kind of have a little confirmation? The Emmy is an Emmy, right? It's just a thing that goes behind you and I in a Zoom call on a shelf, which is great, right? And we can call each other Emmy winning whatevers, but was that a little bit of a confirmation or like a little stamp from God saying, I had this plan for you all along. This is the way it was meant to be.
Yeah, I mean, it was really exciting winning the Emmy and all that, but I think you're so right. Like, I think what when I like look at the Emmy, I'm just like, wow, my coworkers are so talented. Like my
Right.
this story that I won an Emmy for, Arnold Anyango, men's soccer player here. His parents, he grew up in Nairobi City, and both of his parents were dead before I think he was like 8 years old.
Wow.
Okay. And this, I'll show you. It's about how like God can take such a bad situation and turn it into good. So in the feature, I started off with a trash can, and it's all kinds of trash that I just found around the office, I think.
Hopefully, it wasn't
And he
trash that
took all
somebody else
this.
wanted to use,
No,
right?
no, 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 no. He's taking this trash out throughout the entire feature.
Oh, wow.
Where another funny story is, and in his interview shot, I hated it. Like in post production, I hated the way it looked. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do. He talked about how they used to make trash, soccer balls out of trash
Wow.
because they didn't have money to buy soccer balls. So I was like, what if I did him building this from trash into a soccer ball and cover all of his interview shots because I think they look terrible. And this is like what he created out of a complete trash can full of bags and cardboard and all that. And it's like, it's a soccer ball,
Yeah.
you know? And he like had just string that he made it into a soccer ball. And I just think that
Wow.
the story of how I won an Emmy is like, oh my gosh, like God did the same thing. He took this horrible situation and now is using me as his treasure to, you know, guide other people to him and to live for him and to surrender to him, you know? So I just think of that, like, because that's just a piece of, you know, like, is it metal? I don't even
I
know.
don't even know. It's a
Steel? I
nice
don't know. Not
trophy for
steel.
the,
Not
it's a
steel.
nice
What is it?
trophy.
I have no idea. I
It's
sound
heavy.
dumb,
That's
but
all I know.
it's very heavy and it's really cool, but, and it's a great accomplishment. But I think that I see so much more. I think that that's where the confirmation comes is like, I'm so grateful to not only be living my dream again, but like, the people that I work with are like we get to pray and at the close of our meetings, like we get to like there's just so much joy in the office and we're all have the same values of why we're doing this and to glorify his name and everything that we do. And it's just I can't even tell you like and then like going to practices and these coaches, it's just that is what I see confirmation in of why this happened the way it did in my life.
Yeah, we have very similar. You're right. We do have probably two of the coolest jobs when you think about what we both get to do, because I talk a lot about sports spectrum is keeping Jesus in the sports conversation. That's what you're doing. You're not only keeping Jesus, you're shining the light right back to him through the athletes and the coaches and the other people at Liberty. We're lucky. We're really
I
fortunate to get to
know.
do what we do, aren't
I know. I do not take it for granted. Like
Yeah.
I am so grateful. And we actually do have a job opening for a videographer, features producer. So that
There
I'll
you
throw
go.
that out there. Hit
Shout
me
out.
up if you're interested, but
Exactly. No, that's cool. And by the way, the work
really
that you
neat.
guys do is incredible. And that's what I think is important too, is yeah, it's God wants us to glorify him in all that we do, but he wants us to do good work. And obviously, if you weren't doing good work, you wouldn't have won an Emmy. Let's just put it out there. And so I appreciate the work that you're doing because it's high quality. It's not just God honoring, but it's high quality work. Which is what people are looking for now. So keep doing what you're doing with that. There was a word that you mentioned earlier, though, that I want to kind of hit on. You mentioned it quickly, but the word shame stood out when you mentioned it. And you and I were talking before about that word, and I thought that's got to be an interesting word because I think a lot of us, not everybody, has gone through the situation that you've gone through and dealt with shame, but I think all of us, guys and gals at all different stages of life, I've dealt with some recently, have a little shame that creeps in. And I think it comes from the enemy. I do. But I think it's a way to detract all of us from following God's plan for our life because he puts us in a place where we feel so terrible about what might have happened or what we did. We feel shameful and it keeps us from living out our true purpose. What have you seen with that, with shame in your life, and being able, is it, if it's even possible, being able to turn that into something that could be a lesson or a positive to point back to God?
Yeah, kind of what I've learned about shame is because I think in general, humans, it's fun to experience happiness and joy and all
Yeah.
those positive emotions and feelings, right? But I think that like any emotion, shame can be a teacher. We just have to like shift our thought and viewpoint, right, for it. And I just think that I have struggled a lot with shame because I'm embarrassed and I just feel like this immense amount of like regret for like what I said and what I like my decision 7 years ago. So I just think that I think shame is something I've learned to sit with and listen to it. I know that sounds like really weird, but
Yeah.
I'm not listening to it and like letting the devil like take over like who I am or what I think of shame or like, you know, bring me back to that moment. But I think that shame has been a really good teacher in being easier on myself and being a little bit more of a vulnerable person of other people who are experiencing shame or something similar and how we can relate and grow together through getting past that shame. But I think that it's just it's a really hard word for me because of how I think that it's still 7 years later, just like such a raw like thing to think about that while I sit with it, I know like how I have to end that like little sit with the word because I know that that doesn't define me, right?
Yeah.
There's it's funny, there's another song that I wanted to, it's by I Am They and it's called Scars. And it's funny how like I love worship. That's like my jam. Like whenever we have to drive across campus, somebody will get in my car, coworker, and it'll be like jamming like volume 60 on the message. And they're like, whoa, man.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm just getting my worship in on the way to work. But it's so like the first couple verses, real quick, waking up to a new sunrise, looking back from the other side. I can now see with open eyes, darkest water and deepest pain, I wouldn't trade it for anything because my brokenness brought me to you.
Wow.
And these wounds are a story you'll use. So I'm thankful for the scars because without them, I wouldn't know your heart. And I know they'll always tell of who you are. So forever, I am thankful for the scars. Now I'm standing in confidence with the strength of your faithfulness. And I'm not who I was before. No, I don't have to fear anymore. So I think that like while it's important to understand like some of those negative like feelings we have towards our past, I think it's important to look at those scars and be like, you know, look who it brought me to. Like look where I am and how I've overcome that shame to bring glory to his name. Oh,
Oh,
that kind of rhymed. I can.
that's beautiful. Yeah, we should replay that so
So
people can write that one down.
I know I can. I wish I had a good voice. I'd sing it for you, but God did not bless me with any musical
That would be the
talent.
same. I'm right with you. You and me in a band together would not go over well, Emily. Let's just put that out
Yeah,
there.
my husband just bought a ukulele, and I'm like, what are you gonna, what, why are you bringing home a ukulele? You can't sing, you can't, you're, yeah, he's not a musical talented family, that's for sure.
Hey, we all sound great, when we're singing in the car or singing in the shower. That's all I'm saying. We all
Oh,
sound good.
yeah,
But
I gotta turn the volume up.
those scars are really interesting because I've been walking through some things this year too myself, and some of those scars felt like they were being reopened into a wound again and kind of going through that. What was that? Has that happened to you in 3, 4 years now since that 2019 where, okay, we know we have the scars, the incidents there and the things that you've walked through are there. Is there any moment where that's kind of almost been reopened and you kind of have to say, all right, God, I still need you. Like I still have to run to you with open arms every day because you're the only one that can help me with through this.
Well, I think that we're always, I'm always going to need him, regardless if the wound is opening or not. Like I, even if things are all great, I'm still in a marriage. I'm still having relationships with coworkers. So you need him, right, for that guidance and that
Right.
that strength, really. But I just believe the truth. Like he created me to do great things, and he's called me to this purpose, and I think that that's what I go back to. Like I would say that I'll be, this year we had a Liberty Athletics golf tournament. They're like, oh, it's June 9th, and I was like, why does that sound so familiar? Oh my gosh, like so I'm not like celebrating that as an anniversary as much anymore, as like I guess I just have a different viewpoint of it now, but I just. Yeah, I don't know. It's like a weird, it's like I've almost like grieved it and moved past it, and I'm okay with it now because I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Right.
Like I just feel finally like I need you. I'll always need you, but I can finally just breathe and feel this like peace, and that is just like you can give someone all the medication or meditation, mindfulness, whatever practice is. But like the true like power of healing is in Jesus, and that like there's no, and that's my testimony, and that's going to continue to be my testimony. And I just think that I'm just at such a, I'm so confident that I'm in the place that he needs me to be, that I'm not really looking at, oh, this is like the date and the moment that I came from.
Yeah, it doesn't have to identify you,
But
Emily.
those wounds like will always be reopened. And I think that that is the power of social media because, like I'll be like really honest with you. I just had to delete and block, I think, 10 people this morning when I looked at my phone because it's just like complete harassment and bullying from something I like did on social media. So I don't like I you can tell when the video like gets picked up again or however you want to say it. But and like I think I told you last time, like I was offered a job by Dave Portnoy and Barstool. Like I could have, like gotten like they're like I look at them and they're so successful and I just but I don't like go down that tunnel because I'm like I know that this is like what God wants me to do. Like this is my purpose and I no matter how like raw those wounds can reopen and feel, like I just find comfort and like God will protect it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
And
100%.
I just think that with that confirmation is is what brings me peace.
You kind of answered what I was just going to ask because I was thinking through, if that had happened in 2016 today, because social media was bad then, it's gotten infinitely worse, I would say, just from a macro perspective on the world, right? With politics and division and everything that took place in 2020 and the pandemic and all that. I'm just thinking, like, if that had happened today, I feel like it would be even worse because we're in such a weirder place. I'm not saying it was good to happen. Obviously, we've been through this, but 2016, at least we weren't where we are today. And I was also thinking, and you just answered it, people are probably still pretty mean out there to you. This is 7 years later and you're still getting DMs and, or whatever it is, harassment, where you have to block people. Mm-hmm. So what is your, let's just ask it this way. What's your relationship with social media now?
Yeah. I'm just not as active as I used to be. Like, I'll be on it here and there, but I'm just not, it doesn't consume my life.
Sure.
You know, I think that there are, and it's really about who you follow, right? And like what you're putting into your mind. It's like who your circle is.
Right.
You know, if you're like following things that are going to bring you down and stuff, of course you're going to, social media is going to be viewed in a negative light. But I mean, yeah, there's good and bad. Like, you see that things just cycle through so fast now, you know? So I think that that's like the difference of like, yeah, if you go viral, you're probably going to more people, but boom, something else is happening probably that night.
Sure.
And it was still like that then. But again, like, at least I can provide some perspective and advice to get through it for a lot of these young women who, you know, either their parents or coaches or network executives like reach out and like ask me to like, you know, mentor them through. But like, I think somebody told me, like, if you search me on Wikipedia, I'm like the mother of cancel culture. Like, okay, should I put that on Miami?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, you know, it's just like, that's not a good thank you.
Yeah.
But, you know, so like, yeah, maybe that is what started like that whole, I don't know, but it's, yeah, my relationship with social media, there has to be boundaries, you know, but I also like make sure that I'm following accounts and people like you and
yeah,
things that align with my values and beliefs for sure.
Yeah. And that can encourage you. I mean, there is good on social media. If you're sharing the gospel and you're building relationships and you're connecting with people and you're getting great quotes or you hear a worship song, I mean, there's good things, but there's also, and mm-hmm. that's the world. That's not just social media. It's who are you filling your cup up with each and every day. I love what you said about mentoring, and I know that's an important thing for you, mentoring student reporters and mentoring others. How has that been manifesting itself in your life recently and even in the past couple of years, but especially working on a college campus and being at Liberty? That's become a passion of mine too, if I'm being honest with you, Emily. I have such a yearning and desire to give back to that 18 to 23 year old who is just not sure where they're going, hoping to, you know, fulfill their dreams. Many of them are believers who want to follow God's call. My daughter's 19 now and in college. So like, I just have such a passion for that age. What's that been like for you to kind of mentor these student reporters and other young people?
Jason, you know what that means? We're getting old.
Wow. I'm much older than you, I'll just say, but I hear you.
No, but it's so true. Like, as I've gotten older and like been in this role, I'm like,
I know.
Do I want to do this for, you know, because we want to have a family. So like, maybe I can just be more of a mentor and mm-hmm. yeah, I don't know. But I love that.
Yeah.
I wish, and I did have, you know, people in my past that helped me, but oh my gosh, I was such a bad reporter, like in the beginning. And again, I think it's because my mindset was like finish line, finish line, finish line, not, hey, let me find some joy in this journey and actually learn in Amarillo, Texas, with this 30-pound camera running up and down the sidelines of a 6-man football game. Like,
oh, yeah.
Sit in this joy, Emily.
Yeah.
But I just wish I would have like perfected my craft and been the type of reporter. I'm not like this great reporter now, but just like my attention to detail and like how much I, you know, love to teach these students. And I have like a shadow, like every football game, and
nice.
Helping them understand, like, you are not the broadcast. Like, you are not what's important in the broadcast. Like, you can, don't just want to hear yourself, right? Like, how can you better the broadcast? How can you bring that person watching the game into this stadium?
Right.
Like, and give a perspective that no one else can get. Like, I love like teaching these young men and women, like how you can do that and how you can really make a broadcast the best possible. So that's been really, really neat for me. I think I have like a lot of hats that I'm wearing right now as like the reporter, and I host, you know, the show with my coworker, Matt Warner. And we host a podcast, the Flame Central podcast. So we're doing a lot, but eventually I want to build out a mentor, you know, program, like a shadowing program that I can do instead of just like have like one assigned girl per game, you know, like have like multiple aspiring reporters that I can make almost a class for. So yeah, I am so like eager to do that. I just don't, you know, I'm the type of person that I want to give everything 110%. I
Yeah.
don't want to wear all these hats and then start the program when it's not ready. But the most amazing thing about Liberty is that they provide you, like you said earlier, with the resources. It's just unbelievable. I didn't even know much about Liberty. Like I know that my grandfather listened to Jerry Falwell Sr.
Yeah.
and those recordings and all that growing up, but I didn't know like much about Liberty. When I got on campus here, I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Like this is blows pow some Power Five programs out the water. Like when you're thinking of facilities and like
Yes.
the camera equipment, the studios and all that. So I think that like that is my new dream, is to create a mentorship program to, you know, mold some of these young reporters, because it's just, oh, I love it.
Well, I
Makes my
love
heart
that. If I can
happy.
ever help any of those reporters in any way, please don't hesitate
Yeah.
to reach out. I love the idea of doing something like that. And I think, you know, the fact that you are there with the kids at, I call them kids, but with the students at Liberty,
Yeah.
yeah, it's such a neat place to be. And by the way, I haven't actually been on campus still to this day at Liberty.
You need to come.
I'm coming, but I was at Liberty. I want to say it was a year and a half ago, March of 2022. I was speaking at a men's conference there across the street at the big church.
Oh, at
Do you remember
Thomas
that?
Road.
Yes,
Yeah.
yes. So I was speaking at
Yes, at
that.
Thomas Road.
I was like the
Oh, that's
fifth in line on that.
great.
I mean, they had Willie Robertson and Ben Roethlisberger and Carson
Yep.
Wentz. I mean, these huge names. And then they say, "We want you to come." And I'm like, "Me? You got the wrong guy." But it was really neat to fly into, you know, into that airport there, that very tiny airport, and then drive
One
around
gate.
campus, one gate, yeah, one way in, one way out, basically. That's it. It's
Yeah.
kind of like driving to Foxborough. I see the Patriots jersey. It's one way in and one way out to get to that
Oh,
place.
yeah.
But it was beautiful. Like you talk about the mountain and you talk about the facilities, and we drove around campus a little bit. It's unbelievable what's happening down there. It's definitely something. I almost had a chance to go and interview Coach Freeze there, and he was called to a meeting, and I missed out on that opportunity. We'll have to figure out a way to get back down there and talk to the new staff and the new team,
Please.
get to a game, even if it's a basketball game. I love Coach Richie and everybody that is doing such great things in the basketball program. Yeah, I gotta come down.
I'm telling you, like as beautiful as this place is and how amazing the facilities are, it's the people.
Yeah.
Like it's just so refreshing to be around like good-hearted people that like serve and live for the Lord, and it's not just that surface level stuff. Like I'm telling you right now, like when
Yeah.
you're in some of these practices and meetings, and it's so amazing and it's powerful. And I just am like so, again, I know I've said this a million times, I'm just so grateful to be a part of it. Like I think
Yeah.
that what's so crazy is like when I look back, I never thought that I was like worthy for like the God's love and like this beautiful story. And it's just
Yes.
like I'm so worthy, and this is like I'm so grateful that this is how my story is unfolding, because the mountain is special. You definitely have to come. It's a
Yeah.
great, great place.
No, for sure. And I know the atmosphere at football games is incredible. I have even people here in Connecticut. I have good friends whose kids go to Liberty. And I'm thinking, why would they go that far? And I get it. You know, it's not for everybody, but they speak so highly of that place. They're like, you don't understand when you go down there. So we're going to make it happen, Emily. And I want to
Got to
shadow
make it
you. How's
happen.
that? I'll shadow you and your job you're doing, and
No,
maybe I can learn something.
you need to give me all the pointers. Trust me,
I
I
love
could
it.
definitely use all the help.
I love it. I love it. Well, this has
Oh,
been
man.
wonderful to catch up again. It's been, I would say, long overdue, but I feel like it's just the perfect timing, right? 6 years later to
It
kind of
is.
see where God's got you, which is an awesome place. Congrats on your marriage.
Thank you so
Can't wish you
much.
guys nothing but the best, even any more than, you know, we've already talked about. And
Well, I want
just
to
thank you
thank you
for.
for having me on, and thanks so much for everything that you're doing, and you've been such a light for the Lord as well. And I can speak for so thousands, you know, obviously millions of people who have watched your show, and it's really refreshing, and it's been awesome to see your journey as well. And we're also excited for you here at Liberty. Everyone is a huge fan. So,
Well, thank you. I love that. That's why I got to get down there and say hi to everybody, give them all
yeah,
high fives and
Chad,
hugs.
Well,
so.
Great story too. So you'll have to get him and his wife for sure on the show.
Absolutely. You got it. Thanks, Emily.
Awesome. Thanks, Jason.
And many thanks to Emily Austin for being our guest once again here on Sports Spectrum's podcast. We last had her on in 2017. She's been through a lot. There wasn't as many tears this time as there was on that first episode. And I say that with a smile because I think it shows you where Emily is now and knowing where God has brought her and the gratitude that she has now that she's married, going through that rock bottom time 4 years ago in 2019, and then the opportunity to come work at Liberty. I think she and I might have two of the coolest jobs in broadcasting, being able to talk to athletes and coaches and keep Jesus in that conversation. I know she's doing a great job at Liberty. She won that Emmy Award, and I just wish her nothing but the best. And I'm always cheering her on and look forward to seeing where God's going to direct her steps at Liberty, in marriage, and wherever else that he might guide her. We just appreciate Emily for sharing her story once again here on Sports Spectrum. We thank you for tuning in to the show. We thank you for your support with Sports Spectrum. If you want to consider being an ambassador for Sports Spectrum, really an ambassador for Jesus, all we're asking is that you might tell someone about our ministry, tell someone about our podcast, tell someone that we exist, that our magazine's out there, our stories on our website, whatever it is, anything that you can do to get the word out about Sports Spectrum, we would be eternally grateful for that. And ultimately, it's not even about us. We're just trying to get the gospel out there. We want to share the gospel of Jesus and the good news of Christ in our lives and in the lives of those in the sports world. And that's really the ultimate goal here, to see him increase, to see us decrease. If Sports Spectrum can be a little bit of a gateway or a bridge to allow people to hear about the gospel, that's what we're hopeful for. That's what I hope happened today. As you heard Emily Austin share her story, ultimately you're hearing about Jesus and the power of the gospel working in each of our lives. So we thank you for your support. We thank you for listening today, and we hope you'll join us next time for another episode here on Sports Spectrum. I hope you all have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you soon.